In the city of Atlanta, Georgia, the nighttime has become a little more colorful. The public transit system is among the first in the country to try out a new form of advertising on its buses, messages that glow in the dark. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Picture this. You're driving down a street at night. A bus approaches. But instead of noticing the large shape moving past,
you see this glowing type coming toward you. You rarely see the bus. There's just this message that's floating in the black space toward you.
Clyde Good is the advertising director for RE/MAX of Georgia, a real estate company.
When you drive alongside, it's just a big glowing billboard right in your car window.
There are a dozen buses on the streets of Atlanta wrapped with a new material called glow skin. At night, the advertising messages look like they almost hover in midair.
What bus you trying to catch, ma'am?
Huh?
What number bus you trying to catch?
At the North Springs Transit Station, Supervisor Charles Sherman answers questions about the bus routes. As riders wait in this large bus pickup area just off a busy highway, many here, including Rajib Acharya, say they like the idea.
That is very attractive. Somebody cannot miss it. If I have a business, I would do that.
Another passenger, Brandon Cotton, hopes to see more of the new advertising for a very practical reason.
A lot of times it's not many lights out on the street at night, so you can actually see the bus coming to you.
The U.S. military developed the glow technology, known as electroluminescent lighting, for use in airstrips and to highlight instrument panels on Black Hawk helicopters. It's been used all over the country on snowplows, tractors, and construction equipment to help avoid accidents. It's being used on some billboards, and a few days after Atlanta started doing this, the city of Portland followed suit, carrying an ad for a giant beverage company on some of its buses.
You can't really turn very far without seeing some kind of message somewhere.
Reshma Shah is a marketing professor at Emory University. She says much has changed in the last decade about how people see advertisements. Most of us are not staying home watching television or reading newspapers, so advertisers need new ways to get their messages across.
There are studies out there that show that we see on average about 5,000 to 6,000 messages from marketers in a day. And so consumers have to have some way to filter out what they see. Now, marketers know that consumers are filtering out things. At the same time, they are getting a little bit more savvy with how they get under our perceptual radars.
Atlanta's Transit Authority, known as MARTA, gets a percentage of the ad revenue in this campaign. The agency's director of marketing, Tony Griffin, says it's too soon to know how much that will amount to, but he predicts this type of advertising will grow.
This is probably something more exciting than anything that's come along in the last 10 years. And there are going to be a lot of advertisers really standing in line trying to get this technology.
After the sun has set, one of the newly wrapped glow buses heads down a highway ramp toward the pickup area, and it's easy to spot. The question is whether this new form of advertising will translate into increased awareness and revenue for advertisers. RE/MAX is hoping to gain wide exposure. It expects Atlantans to see the ads more than 240 million times over the next 6 months. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.